Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. British politician stamped to death in possible terrorist attack. US to lift travel ban on November 8 for vaccinated foreign travelers. And climate crisis activists resume their week-long protest at US Capitol. It's Saturday, October 16. I'm Anthony Davis. A British lawmaker was stabbed to death in a church on Friday by an assailant who lunged at him during a meeting with voters from his constituency, a killing police are investigating as a terrorist attack. 69-year-old David Amos from Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party was knifed repeatedly in the attack at about midday in the Belfares Methodist Church in Leon C, east of London. A 25-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder, and detectives said specialist counter-terrorism officers were leading the initial investigation. Police described the attack as an assault on democracy. David was a man who believed passionately in this country and in its future, and we have lost today a fine public servant and a much-loved friend and colleague, said Boris Johnson, who rushed back to London from the west of England after the news broke. Armed police swooped on the church and paramedics fought in vain to save the politician's life on the floor of the church, where a sign reads, "All are welcome here, where old friends meet and strangers feel at home." Colleagues from across Parliament expressed their shock and paid tribute to Amos, one of Britain's longest-serving members of Parliament, for his commitment to his constituents, with whom he held regular meetings on the first and third Friday of every month. Flags on all British government buildings were to be flown at half-mast in tribute. Amos, married with 5 children, was first elected to Parliament to represent the town of Basildon in 1983. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II for his public service in 2015. The White House said on Friday it will lift COVID-19 travel restrictions for fully vaccinated international visitors starting November the 8th, ending historic restrictions that had barred much of the world from entering the US for as long as 21 months. The unprecedented travel restrictions kept millions of visitors out of the United States from China, Canada, Mexico, India, Brazil, much of Europe, the UK, and elsewhere. It shrunk US tourism and hurt border community economies. The ban prevented many loved ones and foreign workers from reuniting with families. U.S. allies had heavily lobbied the Biden administration to lift the rules. Restrictions on non-U.S. citizens were first imposed on air travelers from China in January 2020 and then extended to dozens of other countries without any clear metrics for how and when to lift them. Airlines have seen an increase in international ticket sales in recent weeks after the White House announced plans to lift the restrictions. Nick Callio, chief executive of the Airlines for America Industry Trade Group, said in a statement, "The United States has lagged behind many other countries in lifting such restrictions." Indigenous groups and other environmental activists marched to the US Capitol on Friday as they continued a week-long protest demanding that Congress and the Biden administration stop new fossil fuel projects and act with greater urgency on climate change. Nearly 80 people were arrested on the fifth day of the People versus Fossil Fuels protest. That brings the total arrested during the week to more than 600, organizers said. Under a banner declaring, "We did not vote for fossil fuels," activists pressed President Joe Biden to stop approving new pipelines and other fossil fuel projects and declare a climate emergency. Demonstrators urged members of Congress to listen to the people who sent them to Washington and take urgent action to phase out fossil fuels that contribute to global warming. Speakers said Biden was not following through on his promises to act on climate change. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration was listening to advocates and people who've been elevating the issue of climate for decades. Environmental activists have important voices, she said, and they've put climate on the front of the agenda when it wasn't 10 and 20 years ago. The protest was part of an historic surge of indigenous resistance in the nation's capital that started on Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day, outside the White House, said Jennifer Falcon, a spokeswoman for the Indigenous Environmental Network, part of the coalition that organized the protest. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.